podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you are listening to High School Hoops with our hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right. Welcome to High School Hoops. What is it? Episode 87. Yep. Before we get started, big shout out to two people. First of all, Dr. Dish. The best way through this worldwide pandemic that you can help people is by buying things, to be honest with you. And you all need a shooting machine, either for your club or your high school or personally for your outside. You know, they have the personal one now you can put in your garage. Call the people. They'll work with you. They'll finance. They'll help you get one of these great people over at Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged or High School Hoops, and they'll give you $350 off. Also, same with me. I got to still send my kid to college. Go over and check out teachhoops.com. If you want to become a better coach, if you want somebody to mentor you through the process that has been through the ups and downs, that has experienced the parent phone calls at 2 a.m., has had the kid quit at halftime kind of thing, or try out for a day, make the team, and then quit. I've experienced it all, man. At some point, you know, been sued because I cut a kid, you know, everything. It's all happened. I can help you through that. So let me help you through that process because I've experienced
it. Not lying either. I mean, seriously.
I'm not lying. That's a whole different
thing. Lie about stuff like that.
That's a good, yeah. Anyway. but it doesn't, you know, I laugh at it now. I wasn't laughing at it at the time, but it is what it is. But I can help you. Yeah, I'm not sure I'll get to 500 wins. It's going to be close.
What are you at right now, Coach?
I'm at like 430, 440, somewhere in there.
Nah, you'll get there.
I thought I've been asked 8 billion times if I'm going to retire. I'm not retiring because Drew's leaving. Everyone thought I was retiring.
What else are you going to do? You still have a daughter that's still at a younger age.
Yeah, and she – yeah. She's going to be on Broadway someday. So, Emma, if you ever listen to this, I believe you'll be in Broadway someday. Anyway.
I'll watch your show too then.
I will too. Yeah, we'll go together. My brother's got a place in New York. It will be awesome. And then, so what was I talking about before that? I had a senior moment there.
We were talking about that you're not going to retire and we're getting ready to disclose the question of the day.
Yeah, that wasn't it, though. But I'm not going to retire. But anyway, go ahead. I don't remember where I was going with that topic.
You were taking if you're going to make 500 wins or not, and I am a firm believer that you will.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know if I will. We'll see.
I think you got a good group coming back next year.
I do. The thing is, I still have the desire. I still do have the desire.
And once you don't have the desire, then you're doing something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss it.
How old is your daughter?
She's a freshman, so she'll be 16 in July. So, yeah. So, at least 3 more years. My wife might want me out of the house once. So side topic, because we keep this real. This is what retirement feels like, I think. Not for you, because you got little ones at home. But for me, I can see why people like retirement. Yeah,
I can understand that.
I mean, but I can also see in retirement that you need a routine.
Yeah, and you have a good routine going. I have my right now. I'm learning that I'm up at 5 every day, and I'm on a routine. And people are like, "Well, why don't you sleep it?" Once you start getting off your routine, you're going to be miserable, dude.
Yeah, I'm still getting up when I normally get up for school,
and you're not going to be productive. So, like, people are like, "What have you been doing?" I'm like, "Well, I've been doing stuff for the soccer academy. I've been doing stuff for TeachHoops.com. I'm going to do stuff with the podcast and teaching my daughter every day, learning how to be an early childhood teacher with my 2-year-old. I'm doing grant work right now for my classroom for next year. If I don't have to spend money on my classroom, I'm going to have other people pay for it. You know what
right.
I mean? So like I'm busy, busy, busy. If I don't, then I go insane.
Yeah. And the grant, it'll be interesting if the grant money's there. I'm hoping it will be.
I'm hoping so too.
I'd get it in as soon as I can. All right. What's today's topic?
All right. So, you know, again, everything that we're talking about right now is how we can help our players and our programs virtually with the current situation. Today is about supporting recruiting efforts for players in your program right now.
Yeah. Well, you and I talked about this off the air. This is where I'm worried about, you know, spring AAU, the open time for college coaches to come see them. you know, I'm hoping July is still open. But I think this is when, as a high school coach, you gotta help your guys. I mean, you gotta help them get tape. You have to help them reach out to coaches, especially your juniors. It's, you know, that's, and a lot of this has got to come from them. You know, you can support.
Maybe we could get a coach, a college coach, on as a guest and ask them what the kids could do or what the best way to reach them right now and virtually is.
That would be a good question.
We could put that on both podcasts, so we can do it on High School Hoops, but we could also do it on Coach Unplugged too.
Yeah,
I guarantee you that any college coach right now, whether we connect with LinkedIn or a coach we've known before, could be any of the coaches that we've interviewed before. What can we do? We have a way of blaming the coaches. I've interviewed
everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Before we jump back in, I'd like you to stop right now, leave a review. Tell me what you're thinking about this. I would really love to hear it. They do mean a lot to us. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. But more importantly, go over and check out VO. VO is an affordable, portable camera that basically it does 180 degrees. It's easy to set up. It's easy to use. And right now, the nice people over there are giving you free shipping at $100 off. Boom, it'll be there. You can set it up. Ding, 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 ding. It's not like it has to get mounted. An electrician has to come. It's so easy to use. vo.co/unplugged. When you check out, you'll use unplugged 100 off, and they'll give you $100 off. So we'll put that down in the show notes. All right, let's head off.
I've interviewed people too. So
right.
Maybe we can coach and ask that question and have it.
Really, what do they want to see? I know coaches want to see. They want to see highlight tapes, but they also want to see full game tape. You know, they want to see multiple things, as far as, you know, their ability to, a little bit of everything is what I'm saying. They want to see you. They want to see him playing D. They want to see him shooting. They want to see him playing just in the flow of a game. You know, I can make any player look great with a 5-minute clip. But you know, it's the extra stuff, and that's where, as players, you should reach out. If there's some schools you're thinking about, you should reach out, you know, then have, you know, give them your coach's contact. It's almost like you need a little resume built up, in my opinion, because this is not the normal times. Like, here's my resume. Here's where I played. Here's my coach's contact stuff. Here's some video. I'm interested. Yada, yada, yada. Because I don't know if you can sit back in this era with the world pandemic of COVID-19. And just assume they're going to find you.
I would say that no matter what, I think it's really important for people that are really ambitious to play the next level is to outreach them yourself.
Yeah.
Like I'll never forget. We had a player at the collegiate level, kid out of Chicago. He wrote us a handwritten letter, sent it to us, and he turned out to be a gem. And, he's playing at Whitewater now, but he was at two other schools after us, and we won the state championship. And that letter, that handwritten letter, was just like, man, you know, he was just, it was something different in him. You know,
right.
Even if you need to think outside the box, like, don't be afraid to write a handwritten letter or type out a letter and send it to these people, because nobody does that anymore. That is going to be a completely different thing than sending another email, a trafficked email. But either way, you know, I think connecting with them email-wise is great. I think you've got to create a list of schools that you're interested in. And you also have to have realistic goals with your players. You know, if your player is not a Duke kind of kid, you know, let's have some honest discussions of where you can actually play.
Right.
So don't waste your time. Put yourself in a position of actual schools that you could be, that you could go out and outreach.
Right. I think all that's important. Anything else with that, Coach?
When they're making those decisions, I would encourage kids to think about where their future is with their life beyond basketball.
Right. Close. I always tell kids, close, far, big, small. Like, you want to live close to home or far from home? You want to go to big or small? That's what I did with my son. And it was like, well, I want to go away, Dad, and I want a smaller liberal arts school. Perfect. That we could literally take 4,000 schools and go like this. Whoop, gone.
What is their specialty in regards to what you want to do with your life? You know, like, you want to put yourself, if you're between two schools and this one has a better program for your profession, Well, right. In all honesty, you should be taking that one for your profession.
Right. And to be honest with you, you're 18 years old. You probably don't know your profession. I am a big old liberal arts person. So we could have a whole I could do a whole podcast on liberal arts education, but I'm a big fan of liberal arts. I mean, I wanted to be the head coach at Pittsburgh when I was 18. Oops. Missed it by a little bit. All right. What's our full time out today?
What's one thing you teach? What would you teach your players besides basketball if you could teach one thing?
Compassion.
Okay.
Empathy. You know, I think they've learned other stuff, but I think that is the stuff that makes them a better human being. And I think our society is missing a little bit of that. So people who buy 55 rolls of toilet paper don't have a lot of empathy. Because it shouldn't be. The supply chain was there. There's no reason we should be short on toilet paper.
Right.
You know, maybe apples or I don't know, something. You pick something else we might be short on, but we shouldn't be short on that. Maybe hand sanitizer. Maybe. That makes sense to me, not toilet paper. That's people hoarding. That's people having that empathy.
But that's also, we're not even going to go, there's a lack of communication with what we were supposed to do.
And right. And part of it is, it's
people are only going to do what they're taught.
So we versus me too. You know, that kind of thing, I think is, as a coach and educator, is super important. So
I would say that mine would be grit. So grit is the idea of passion and perseverance.
I love that.
I think you can be a
successful. It's a good book too. It's a good book if you haven't read
great
it.
Book.
Great book.
Passion, because I think passionate people are always more successful than other people and finding a love and something that they love to do. But I also think that you know how to be perseverant, because they think that in the reality, everything goes from A to B. You know, it's just going to be this easy wavelength and it's just going to go from one pendulum to the next.
Right.
But that's not how life is. It isn't. You know, like everybody thinks that they're going to go to their school and they're going to start with that major and they're going to go all the way through and it's going to be lovely and glorious. But you know what? Things happen. Like for me, I started off at a 4-year school, missed home, went to junior college, dad got sick, dad got cancer, had to extend my 2 years of college, you know, take care of my family. That's life. That's perseverance.
And the thing is, it changes. Things change all the time. Yes.
I think the other big thing is that with perseverance is learning how to be adaptive. I think if you could be teaching kids how to be adaptive is huge too. So.
Yep. Well, look at what's happened. If you don't adapt. Yeah. All right. Till next week, coach. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. Make sure you subscribe and like. You know, I don't talk about my YouTube channel a lot, but go over and check out our YouTube channel at Teach Hoops on YouTube. Subscribe and like there. That would be great. If you really want to help us out, there's two ways you can do it. You can click down the Amazon link down below, and that basically moves you toward if you click there first and then go shopping, you won't even notice it. And it basically, we get a small little affiliate link every time you purchase something. And the second thing is go join teachhoops.com. For coaches who want to get better. Talk to you soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.